Greetings in Christ. I'm Reverend Dr. Nathan Metter, President of the South Wisconsin District. The New Testament reading for today comes from Acts chapter 10, verses 18 to 33. And called out to ask whether Simon, who was called Peter, was lodging there. And while Peter was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are looking for you. Rise and go down and accompany them without hesitation, for I have sent them." And Peter went down to the men and said, "I am the one you were looking for. What is the reason for your coming?" And they said, "Cornelius, a centurion, an upright and God-fearing man who is well spoken of by the whole Jewish nation, was directed by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house and to hear what you had to say." So he invited them in to be his guests. The next day he rose and went away with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa accompanied him. And on the following day they entered Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I too am a man." And he talked with him, and he went in and found many persons gathered. And he said to them, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without objection. And then I asked, 'Why have you sent for me?' And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, about this hour, I was praying in my house at the ninth hour, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms have been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He's lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner by the sea. So I went sent for you at once, and you have been kind enough to come. Now therefore, we are all here in the presence of God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord to say. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In these wonderful words, we are reminded again of the missional nature of the Scriptures. Here we are, now 10 chapters into the book of Acts, following on the heels of what the Lord Jesus gave his disciples to do as he was ascending to heaven. They would be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. And this is what we're seeing. We are seeing this outward motion, not only geographically, but ethnically. A Roman, a Gentile, who has heard the word and has sought God in prayer, now is reaching out to Peter to hear what God has for him to say. Now, this is not because the centurion was well spoken of, as it was in the text. That's not why he was heard. No, he hears because the Holy Spirit had caused him to hear. But he knows that he has to reach out to the source, and that's Peter. And Peter goes. After the vision of the previous text, the vision of the sheep being let down, he understands that there God does not show favoritism, that the salvation of God, which does begin with Israel, is meant for the entire world. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. This is what is in play here. And that is the message that Cornelius sends for Peter, and it's the message that Peter has been sent to deliver. It's also important for us to understand that this is that outward motion. Sometimes the mission calls us to go and be ready to speak. But in our modern world, in many cases, the nation is coming to us, especially in Lutheran education, where we have a growing number of non-member families who are seeking our Lutheran congregations out and our Lutheran schools out. It is incumbent on us to see this as a mission opportunity, the world coming to us with the desire to hear what we have to say. And what do we have to say? We speak of Jesus, the one who has come in the flesh, the one who has lived and died and rose again, who has ascended at the right hand of the Father and is interceding for us. This is the word that is on our lips and in our lives. This is what we are called to deliver, not just to the four corners of the earth, but to our neighborhoods and our communities, and in many cases, even to our own families, where those of Gentile spirit live. Jesus died and rose to break down all those barriers. It's done. And now we, like Peter, are the messengers who carry this great good news to those closest to us, to our communities, and to the world. God grant us this desire, now and always. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have called Cornelius the Gentile soldier to hear the word proclaimed for his salvation and that of his household. As he responded to the hearing of your word with the giving of alms, so also may we be led to acts of mercy and charity as we embody Christ in our daily lives. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.